Action item number 11, report and possible discussion on internal audit quarterly report. John Devine.
Let me introduce John Devine to you. John's been with us a short time. You've read the little bio that I put in the GM update. John's hit the ground running here. We're very pleased with what he's done to date, and we look forward to for John to do great things.
John, welcome aboard.
Good afternoon. As Phil said, I'm John Devine. I began here June 7th this year, and I began with doing a status of the fiscal year 2010 audit plan. And this is everything that's going to be in the report. I'm sorry. I should have started with this. I'm going to begin with the status of the FY 2010 audit report, audit plan rather, and then also I'm going to discuss the risk assessment process, which is going to develop our next year's annual audit plan. I'm also going to discuss the, if you go back, please. Also, I'm going to discuss the quality assurance review that's required under the charter, and also the three audits that we performed this past year. Actually, four. Okay, go ahead. Next slide, please. And these are up here on the slide is the completed audits that we've done this year. Most of these audits were done by my predecessor, Don Woods. He completed the two of the payroll reviews, and he performed a procurement card reviews, and he also did the all the rest of them, with the exception of the Possum Kingdom Lake user fee cash receipts, which I performed that audit. Next slide, please. And these are the audits that were scheduled for FY 2010 that were never started, and these may be carryover for next year, depending on how the risk assessment is when I complete it. That'll be determined at that time. And then the next slide, please. And then this just gives you a percentage of overall what was completed on the plan. Don began it with 14 audits on the plan, which is a pretty healthy, looks like a pretty healthy plan to begin with. But some of these audits, the payroll review and the procurement card reviews, were limited scope audits that were done on a quarterly basis. And then we added three other audits onto the plan, and we did not complete nine of the audits on the plan, which gave us a 53% completion rate. It looks like it's low, but that's because of a transition between Don leaving and me coming on board as well. And then now the next slide, please. And then to let you know, this is the factors I use when I do a risk assessment process. It's a risk assessment is done both with external auditors and internal auditors. For internal auditing, these are the factors that we'll be using, and I'll weight those in various different departments and in functional areas, and I'll identify a audit universe. And by using these risk factors and weighting the factors in the different functional areas and the different departments, I'll identify my audit universe and decide which is a higher priority audits, which areas that I should audit. Next slide, please. And then I'm going to talk about the quality assurance reviews. You adopted the charter back in July of 2004, which states that you're going to follow three different criteria, the IIA, the GAGIS, and also the GAGS, which is with the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants. Next slide, please. And these are the different, like I said, these are the three different standards that were was adopted with the plan, with the charter, rather. Next slide, please. All right. And this is specifically what states how there should be peer reviews done and quality assurance reviews. Okay, go ahead. Next slide, please. All right. And I'll go back to the quality assurance. With the quality assurance reviews, that's something that's not been done. And actually, I looked at the criteria. The IIA is the main criteria that should apply to the internal auditors. The GAGIS is usually for federal auditors and also auditors that are performing financial statement audits where the entity receives federal funds, such as our external auditors. They must apply to the GAGIS. And then The IIA standard is GAS. That's basically just for financial statement audit. So in any event, the IIA standards should be our primary criteria that we're going to use for our department to measure our performance. And we're going to need, eventually, I'm going to come to the board and discuss a proposal to have a peer review, which needs to be done. And now we'll go ahead and talk about the audits that were performed. The bulk fuel audit, this was done by Don Woods. As you can see, the audit conclusion, the authority is purchasing their bulk fuel in an economic, cost-effective manner. And he did identify some cost savings. And with the help of the accounting manager, there was $32,000 that was recovered. Is there any questions about this bulk fuel audit that was performed? Okay, and then the next audit. This is a payroll review. This is something that was done quarterly. I did this one this past quarter. That's my main objective, was to determine whether the paychecks were accurate and bona fide, and that has to do with the gross pay and gross salaries only. It was a limited scope. And my conclusion was all the employees that received paychecks were bona fide employees, and the gross pay for wages and salaries were accurate. And this is going to be an ongoing audit we're going to be doing on a quarterly basis. Does anybody have any questions about this audit? And then the last audit I have here, that's in your handouts, has to do with the Possum Kingdom Lake user fees cash receipts. And it's not on the slides. In any event, the conclusion here was I went up there to determine their internal control structures for their cash receipts, basically for the gatekeepers where we receive the funds for using the campground sites, and also boat user permits at the kiosk machines and also at the campsites. And overall, they have effective internal controls up there. There have been some changes in internal controls over the past year, which was implemented in 2010. However, there were a few areas that they needed some improvement. I worked with management, and we developed 4 action plans. And report is a dashboard that will show you the internal controls that were expected and those that we found that needed improvements or were sound. Is there any questions about that audit?
Let me add to that. The reason that John went up to do that with Mike's asking for a little help. If you recall, not long ago, there was a volunteer fireman up in Mineral Wells that was stealing money from the city of Mineral Wells. As it turns out, that gentleman and part of his folks' family worked for us, and so we went up to check and see if there was any correlation. And so that was a good catch in trying to stay ahead of the program.
How'd that come out, Phil?
We improved some of our procedures as a result of that.
Did he abscond?
He didn't work for this year, 2010. He wasn't on the payroll, but 2009 he was on the payroll. And at that time we had some fairly weak internal controls. We received a new office manager up there last year, and the office manager, she made some changes in those internal controls this year. But he really only worked a few days last year, so I don't think there was be much concern with him embezzling like he did with this volunteer fire department.
So how many dollars were put at risk that needed to be?
Well, the total dollars here for cash receipts up there with the campground sites and the boat user permit, there's about $55,000 total at risk. And the office manager tightened up those controls fairly good when she came on board. So there's been a dramatic change from last year's procedures to this year's procedures.
Is that at risk or lost?
I'll tell you what, I say $55,000, that was total revenues that was reported as collected and made it to the bank. We had a couple thousand dollars where there were some voids with no explanation for the voids. We can only speculate if they were legitimate voids or not. And then there were some concerns about some permits that were out of sequence that were not accounted for. So, but the office manager, she corrected that prior to this beginning year.
How much time did you spend up there, John?
I did detailed work, and I was up there only for 2 or 3 days, but the audit, the total work, I brought the work back down here for about 2 weeks. And a lot of it was looking at doing observation of last year's to see how much was really at risk for last year.
How did this year's receipts or what you were auditing compared to the previous
year? This year, the only concern was everything was she had a great audit trail for everything with the exception of the kiosk machines. The kiosk machines, what they would do is put the user permits in the machine and bring the cash to the office, dual control.
No revenue.
But there was no record of how much was put in the permit, come up with expected income versus actual income. But we did have dual control, two individuals bringing it up to the office. So there was an offsetting control.
Any further questions for John?
Okay, thank you very much.
John, thank you. Bill, let's go ahead and take